The Manhattan Morning Show, Top 10, Pastor Jamal H. Bryant of the Empowerment Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, told his congregation this week how he feels. In this one segment, he said, "These O's ain't loyal" from the Chris Brown song had a lot of people up in arms. I want to hear the entire sermon before I actually pass judgment. But people say, "Yeah, I don't need to hear the whole thing." The boy just said, "These O's ain't loyal in church."
I got to tell you, these hoes ain't loyal. You got to find somebody.
Okay, that could be a little bad. Anyway, Big Brother Bishop Beasy, the unofficial bishop of the Manhattan Morning Show, is on the phone lines. Yes, sir.
Well, hello, Matt Hatler. I'm out here driving, listening to your preacher talk this morning, Hatler.
Well, I'm glad that you called in, because this is right up your alley, Bishop.
Well, you know, let me tell you what, Hatler. Secular music to use is okay in your sermon. I use it all the time. You got to reach these kids, Hatler.
Let me get this. So saying these O's ain't loyal, Bishop Beasy, you would say it's okay to use to your congregation?
I would say it's okay. I don't know if I use hoes. Like just last week, Hatler, I said, it ain't nothing to cut the devil off. And a bunch of kids, they just woke up in the front row that were sleeping because I was reaching out to them.
Okay.
Now, devil's a hoe, but I don't say the devil's a hoe in church. You know? Hatler, there are 14 hoes in the Bible.
Who are 14, they? Who are those 14
hoes? Hold on. There's 14 hoes I'm passing on Bissonnette right now.
Look at that. Oh, come on, Bishop.
But that's the word here, Hatler. And I just used last week. You know that move that dough thing?
Yes, sir.
I used that last week when I put the collection plate around it. So we need to move that dough. And it came back. It was a little light. I said, we going for two rounds. We put it back around, Hatler. And then when I saw the plate again, I said, these whores ain't loyal.
All right, Bishop. I don't know if you're helping out. You're not helping our conversation, Bishop. I appreciate your call, though, sir.
Thank you, Hatler. God bless.
And Hatler, we took a poll on the situation. Was the preacher wrong for using the word hoes in church? And 60% said yes, he was wrong. Leander, what do you say?
I don't feel like he should have said these hoes ain't loyal, because that disrespect for hoes is not in the Bible. This is like you said, okay, it's okay to walk around and say hoes. It's okay to disrespect women. Mm. It's okay to disrespect females. Mm. Me personally, I get away from that church. I run from that church fast. I'd be out there though as soon as he said hoes, because I know that's a disrespectful
thing. Then he would have said, "You ain't loyal."
Oh. See what I'm talking about right there, brothers and sisters? Look at her walk through the door. They ain't loyal. Was I lying to you? They ain't loyal.
I'm having a hard time with attending churches right now because of things like that. You go to church and you hearing all this disrespectful stuff. When you supposed to go to church and hear these powerful words and good words, not hoes and n****s and disrespecting black people outside their names. You just... It's crazy nowadays. All I want to do is just draw my tithes out and just leave.
Don't let that be the reason that stop you from going to church. Remember, you're going for your own salvation, not the preacher's and nobody else's. Remember that, okay?
That's crazy, though. That's crazy. You shouldn't have to go to church. And my son walk around, "Mama, these hoes ain't loyal." "Mama, these hoes are out in the grocery store." "Mama, you heard the pastor say that? These hoes ain't loyal." So you saying it's okay. It's not okay.
Thank you, Leander. Yeah, ma'am, what you want to say?
As being an ex-pastor's wife, I have seen the pastor do way more than say these hoes ain't loyal in the congregation to the congregation. So to me, what he said, he was just from trying to relate to the congregation. I see nothing wrong with that, because I have seen far worse from mega pastors saying worse than that.
Can I ask what would be worse than saying these O's ain't loyal?
Say people are walking into church too much. Y'all asking me to sit down.
He said your ass needs to sit down?
Yes, y'all asses need to sit down. All that roaming is not necessary.
No. No.
He did
no.
not.
No, he did not. No.
No,
no.
No. You have went too
used,
far.
The preacher used yes. the F word?
Yes, in the church. I have heard so much. I always tell my family, if I was to be, was to write a story, right? If many pastors' wives was to write a story about preachers, a lot of folks wouldn't go to church no more.
The congregation is there, and he says, sit your effing A down.
Yes.
Did they sit down?
Yeah, they sit down.
I bet they did. Sometimes you got to use certain words to make somebody sit down today.
Wait a minute. So nobody left after this was said?
For what I hear is because if a pastor standing telling you every Sunday, y'all need to start walking in the middle of the sermon, y'all need to start walking. They wasn't understanding that, so he had to get on their level. And they sit down. He didn't have no problems no more after that.
This pastor ain't got nothing on that preacher that said that, then.
Nothing. I have heard and seen so much inside of church what that pastor said was nothing compared to things that he said inside the church to the congregation.
Well, I appreciate that, but J-Mac said he did tweet later on, let me do it word for word, from Pastor Brian. He said, did not preach these hoes ain't loyal. Don't trust the foolish. Watch the entire sermon for yourself. I saw the first 5 minutes and I thought it was really, really good. So there it is right there. He said, don't believe the foolishness.